Chapter 24. Sherman found the captain on his way to the comms array, watching two Space Force techs operate a backhoe and excavator.
"Good morning, sir."
"Good morning," Bosa said, staring straight ahead at the tech's progress. He took a sip of coffee from a plastic cup.
"I'm surprised you're still up, Captain. You should get some rest, sir."
"There'll be time for that soon. For now, coffee." He took another sip.
"You change your mind about the stuff?"
"Negative, sir."
Bosa winked.
"Caffeine might be the only thing that keeps me going."
"It's not the caffeine, Captain. Just don't like the way it tastes, and I'm not willing to let my men see me drinking milk and sugar."
Bosa laughed.
"More for the rest of us, I suppose."
He nodded to the work being done.
"Construction is moving forward, but with the losses in cryo, it would be nice to have more men."
"Roger, sir.
Perhaps the colonists will have some able-bodied men willing to work here."
"Let's hope."
Bosa turned at the sound of someone's dry cough.
"Here comes the good doctor."
"Good morning, gentlemen," Roman said as he walked up, still buttoning his dark gray shirt. He yawned deeply.
"I haven't slept like that in years. Maybe longer. Cryostasis notwithstanding."
The last that Sherman had seen of the man, he had been on the verge of losing it over the reality of having arrived years after their target date. But Roman looked collected again, if not exactly presentable. A button was out of place, and his pants were so wrinkly that Sherman figured he'd slept in them.
"Have we heard anything back from Jarrett?" Roman asked.
"Only to inform me that negotiations are still ongoing. He expects to have the opportunity to lay out what we'd like after a native breakfast."
Roman nodded.
"That would be quite interesting to behold."
Bosa looked sidelong at the doctor.
"Find yourself wishing you were there as a man of science?"
"I rather do. Though I'm more interested in knowing the condition of the Muir and Longmire, inventories and such. So much of what we were relying on to build a stable colony rested with those ships. We may have lost the workers."
Sherman shot the doctor a sharp look over his use of the term. Roman cleared his throat.
"Fine men, all of them, I'm sure. But anything salvageable from the ships will be of tremendous help."
"It's all being cataloged," Bosa said. "No word on when a report will be available."
Roman pursed his lips.
"How far away are they?"
"Only about 10 kilometers. But that's 10 clicks of forest, ravines, and predators. No easy trek."
"Well, I'm in no condition to undertake a jaunty hike, but Alexa could fly me there. Even a cursory first-hand look at what's left over might help our planning."
Bosa crossed his arms, letting his mostly empty mug hang from his finger.
"Alexa is more capable of being there herself, and she can transmit back whatever you need."
"I'd rather it be me."
"Negative, Doc. The area isn't completely secure. There was an attack yesterday, you recall."
Roman shifted uneasily.
"Captain Bosa," he began, then started again.
"Captain, I respect your authority, and if you put your foot down, you'll never hear of this again, but I need to go to those ships. I must see what's left. Alexa is a magnificent asset, but she's not me. I invented everything over there."
The resolve in his eyes, the belief in what he was saying, was unwavering. And after a long moment, Bosa nodded.
"Very well," he said. "But Lieutenant Sherman will assemble a security detail to go with you."
Roman shrugged.
"That won't be necessary, and I imagine it would only delay my departure. I'd like to leave now. I'll just take Alexa with me. Give her a machine gun. She's more than strong enough to carry one, and her advancements make her the sort of crack shot that would put everyone in this camp to shame. No offense intended."
"None taken, Doctor," replied Bosa. "But no operation is without risks, and sending you outside the wire is a significant risk for the future of our colony. You invented nearly all of our tech, your words. If the worst should happen and we lose you, Alexa can fill in. However, if we lose both of you, we'll be in terrible shape. If you're going, then Alexa is not. I hope you understand."
Very well, said Roman, doing a poor job of hiding his disappointment. Without Alexa to fly me in, how will I get there?
Space Force pilots are getting in their hours with the modified craft. We'll put you in the next bird to head out. Lieutenant Sherman, let's make 1st Squad, 2nd Platoon, the security detail. They can relieve Sergeant Tran.
Yes, sir.
And Sherman, I want you going, too. I'm trusting you to see that the doctor is delivered safely.
Fine, fine, said an impatient Dr. Roman. How long until I leave? At that moment, Alexa exited the comms array and approached the impromptu meeting. Bosa nodded to her.
Alexa, I'm sending Dr. Roman to the crash site of the Muir and the Longmire. How long until the next hauler is able to take off?
The AI looked surprised, which startled Sherman. He was okay with thinking of her as a member of the team, even pretending she was kind of human. But an actual human-like reaction from the android made his skin crawl. She was a machine. Machines weren't supposed to do things like that.
60 minutes, the AI said. Will I be accompanying Dr. Roman?
No, said Bosa. We can't risk both of you if something goes wrong.
I see, she replied.
Her tone indicated she wasn't convinced. She looked at Roman, who held out his palms as if to say, I tried.
Well, I can be there in spirit if not in body, which for me is almost the same thing. I take it that the status updates from the comms array are no longer a priority. I had come looking for you thinking the opposite, Doctor. You too, Captain Bosa.
I feel the most important thing right now is finding out what resources we have available at Camp Muir, Roman explained. I'm sorry you won't be there to discover it with me.
The AI locked eyes with her creator, and Sherman's skin crawled again. They looked like two lovers parting ways, never knowing if they'd ever see each other again. Apparently the doc had spent way too much time alone with the android.
You've got 60 minutes to get ready if you're going to maximize the day, Bosa said to Roman, though Sherman knew it was just as true of himself.
Yes, of course, the doctor said, turning away. He stopped and held up a finger, shaking out a growing thought.
Given the attacks, I think I should be given a gun.
I don't know if you're qualified to, began Bosa.
Oh, I am. I am.
Roman's eyes lit up with excitement.
You see, during one of my periods of deep work, I simulated the muscle memory and reflexes needed to properly wield the, service pistol. The 9mm you carry. I haven't actually fired a gun, but I do know how. Intricately and completely. I can show you if you like.
Bosa and Sherman exchanged a look.
It is not dissimilar to the training Reach undertook, offered Alexa. He was already a Marine, of course. But his current battlefield prowess is a result of significant muscular and mental training. Dr. Roman underwent some of the same.
Show me, Bosa said, unholstering his sidearm and offering it to the doctor.
Roman exhibited every mark of trigger discipline and demonstrated a proper carry and shooting posture. He looked like he knew what he was doing. He smiled.
A speed drill, if I may.
And then he smoothly drew and aimed down sights with all the fluidity of a competition shooter, his finger never once touching the trigger. Bosa was impressed.
So you programmed your mind to do that?
I did, the doctor said proudly. I had hoped to be able to import expert-level tactical muscle memory and knowledge into every person in stasis. My thinking was that those of us who weren't Rangers might still benefit from a built-in knowledge and efficiency with every firearm we carried, as well as those arriving aboard the follow-on ships. But testing showed that it was not transferable en masse. I would have had to wake each person up and get them into the designated pod as to...
The sprawling explanation died away as Roman saw the looks of polite impatience on the officers' faces.
Ah, well... Yes,
Roman concluded at last, returning the pistol. Bosa nodded.
The lieutenant will get a sidearm and ammunition for you.
1,000 gratuities, Roman said, finally getting on his way. I'll get myself ready.
As the doctor departed, Sherman rolled his shoulders and popped his vertebrae. He was thoroughly awake now.
I'll get Sergeant Stanga's men moving. Bosa nodded. I'll inform Reach of the plan. Hatchet 02.
Alexa waited patiently until the transmission ended. Captain Bosa, I have news that you need to hear.
What have you found, Alexa?
A message was sent to Earth 15 minutes ago.
Bosa nodded, impressed. That's good. Didn't realize the techs had made that much progress.
I helped them considerably.
You're an asset to us all.
Alexa smiled. Our message has been received. We have a receipt.
Bosa would have spit out his coffee if he had any left. From Earth? That should have taken years.
Alexa nodded, her face still bright. That is correct, but it did not.
Bosa's mind reeled at the implications. What did it say?
There was no message.
Bosa shook his head. Was this a case of Alexa being off? Explain.
Think of it like pre-implant communications. On Earth, you had a phone.
Bosa laughed despite himself. Yeah, I had a phone.
Alexa nodded. It is very much like that. I am aware that someone is on the line and has received our message. They just aren't saying anything. Yet.